Now, the rest of the story. Eric Thorvaldsen was mean as a junkyard dog. Maybe it ran in the family. When Eric was still a child, his father was charged with manslaughter, was deported from his native Norway to Iceland. It was in Iceland that Eric grew up to become a farmer to perpetuate the family tradition for trouble. Had Eric been able to control his penchant for barbarous behavior, we would not now be about to discuss the greatest confidence racket in the history of the Northern Hemisphere. But Eric was his father's son. And this is the rest of the story. It was not as though Eric's youth had been devoid of advantages. He'd married the daughter of a wealthy landowner in Iceland. He had received a prosperous dairy farm as part of his wife's dowry, and yet, blood tells and it told. Soon Eric was feuding with a neighbor farmer. The dispute was settled one day when Eric arranged to have the farmer buried under a landslide. That incident got Eric Thorvaldsen thrown out of his district. Eric stayed out of the district and out of trouble for only a few months and then returned to both. He tangled with another farmer, killed several people this time, and now just as his father had been deported from Norway nearly 20 years before, Eric Thorvaldsen was banished from Iceland. Well, Eric gathered his family and he left the country by ship. Iceland seemed more peaceful somehow with Eric gone. But he was in exile only 3 years. Even his enemies had almost forgotten the departed troublemaker when one day he returned to Icelandic shores, happy and apparently prosperous. Dodging those he'd once rubbed the wrong way, Eric quickly rekindled old friendships, explained that he'd been idle during his years abroad. He had in fact discovered a lush new land in the middle of the ocean, a prosperous place of gentle breezes and boundless resources. He had discovered paradise. All winter, Eric avoided his enemies while tantalizing his comrades with tales of this paradise. And by spring, word of mouth had interested hundreds of Icelanders into traveling to Eric's promised land. And as the Icelandic waters became navigable again, nearly 35 ships of all sizes were prepared to leave for this sparkling virgin territory in the Atlantic. Many wealthy, prestigious Icelandic citizens among Eric's followers, each assured that Eric would personally show them the rich birch forests and the fields of wild grain. Well, Eric showed them all right, but what he showed them was not at all the lavish picture he'd painted. At the end of the voyage, some 500 bewildered adventurers disembarked to discover a vast, frozen wasteland. Eric had conned them all. And a funny thing happened. Eric's followers, gazing over the seemingly endless ice scape, were at once infected with the adventurous spirit of their leader, and they forgave Eric for deceiving them, and they stayed to colonize this desolate world. History remembers the town troublemaker Eric Thorvaldsen as Viking Eric the Red. And now you know he was the misleader who in 986 A.D., conned his countrymen into leaving the mostly green shores of their native Iceland by misnaming their destination. He got them to follow him to the icy shores of his new continent by giving it the utterly incongruous name by which it is known unto this day, Greenland. And now you know the rest of the story.